Let him get the headset on here. Well, Coach, what an effort tonight. That was a gutsy performance for your team, and it's hard to lose those by the end, but at the end there, but you can't fault your team's performance tonight, and what a defensive battle.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was a very physical ball game. Both sides were competing defensively. I mean, points were hard to come by, and the difference maker was the turnovers. We turned it over way too many times, and a lot of that is the pressure that's being put out there, you know, the physicality, and guys aren't open, you know, where they're expected to be sometimes. So, we got to clean that up. When you have opportunities against a great team like that, I mean, turnovers are going to be huge. It's disappointing, but the effort for our guys was incredible.
Well, you guys were down early by 9 in that first quarter, and it was a lot of turnovers. You guys were able to cut those down and chip in that lead, and then you go on a 10-0 run, and I don't know, probably when the last time Hugoton was shut out for 5 minutes like they were, but what an effort to go up by 4, and then you guys were tied at the half, tied into 3, into 4, into the first overtime, and, you know, you guys were just solid there, shutting down, limiting what Hugoton wanted to do tonight.
Our defense was really good. So was theirs. But our guys were really locked in defensively. There's not very many possessions out there that I'll question when I watch it, because our guys were locked in, and they rotated well. They were physical. They stayed down in front. The biggest key for us was, can we keep the ball in front of us tonight? And we did a great job of it. They mm-hmm. executed our game plan as far as how we were going to guard some of those guys. They were really dialed into it. It's still as many good things as we did. We came up short, and that's disappointing. We couldn't get the shot, you know, at the end of any of those quarters. You know, we were a little bit out of sorts on one of them, and it cost us there. So, great game. You know, not going to be too disappointed, but still, it's hard to lose that one.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that, and you had to kind of have a little rotation there. You did. You played a little bit of your bench there in the first quarter. You kind of kept the main 6-7 in there in the second half on, but, you know, Dylan goes down with his injury there. Hopefully he's okay, but you pretty much played your same five for, what was it, the last 8-9 minutes of game time there, and I thought they didn't show any signs of weariness at all.
No, they were pretty good, and, of course, you know, when you get, you know, some stoppages and you're only playing 4-minute overtime periods, you get a little extra break in there. You don't have to play as many minutes in a row, plus with some timeouts. So they were fine. But they're, you know, like we said in the locker room, mm-hmm. there can't be any letdown, mm-hmm. you know, going into tomorrow. It's got to be, you know, we've got to show back up. We can't be hanging our heads still. You know, they've got, you know, a few hours to think about this game, and then it's on to the next one. And we got to get ready to go, because we got to get 2 wins out of here. You know, it's kind of the goal now. And, you know, whoever we play is going to be a good team, so we got to be prepared. But, you know, I'm super proud of our guys. We just, you know, when the shots were at a premium, you know, the buckets, it was turnovers will get you, and they kind of got us tonight.
Well, a yeoman's effort there, and then you got to turn around and get the afternoon game tomorrow at 1:30 there. But what do you do tonight to kind of keep them, kind of refresh them and whatnot to get them ready for tomorrow?
Well, we're going to head out of here now. I'll watch this game online, but we're going to head out and see if we can't get them back to the hotel quicker, and let them get a little bit more rest, because, you know, 1:30 will come pretty early for these guys. I know our guys, you know, they're going to be ready to go. I don't expect a letdown tomorrow, from their effort, because they're not that group. It's a great group of kids, and they wanted that as bad as I did, and came up short. So now we just gotta you know, regain ourselves, regain our composure, and we'll watch some film, get these guys, you know, up to date with what they're going to see tomorrow with either one of these teams, and we'll go from there. But, you know, another great effort. You know, congrats to those guys.
Yeah.
You know, it was a heck of a ball game. If you like, I mean, everybody got a little extra free basketball in there. So, you know, hopefully everybody's, you know, kind of pleased with these guys' effort, because they earned it tonight.
And you get them on Tuesdays.
Yeah,
well.
Right. So I think we know what to expect.
Yeah. Right. Well, thanks again, Coach. A great, fun game tonight. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.